67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first full week of October. It's the last opportunity to buy tickets online for that 1957 Chevy. It will be noon Saturday the 5th. Tickets will be available at the Hot Rods and Harley Show in Hopkinton, Iowa on Sunday, October 6th, up to 2 p.m. At 3 p.m., there will be the drawing for the 1957 Chevy. A big thank you to our dear friends, Ralph and Ennis Kramer of Independence, who donated that car. And unfortunately, both are deceased now, but their lives will live on in the goodness that they did here at Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers back in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers a year in our year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. Our travel campers were down in Kansas City at the International Speedway for their big NASCAR race, Hollywood 400 race. Had a wonderful time down there. Another group went up to the Wisconsin Dells this past week. And then we have another group that are going out on a fishing expedition this weekend. So very, very busy group of travel campers. Here at Camp Courageous, we also had the Back to School Festival. A big thank you to all those who came out and volunteered, all the wonderful students from the schools throughout the area who came out for a fun-filled day. One of our campers by the name of Amy LaVenture travels to Camp Courageous from northern Minnesota each year to attend camp. This year, 2024, marks Amy's 22nd year at Camp Courageous. Amy has visited five other camps across the different states, but her family shares that Camp Courageous is number one. Here is Amy's parents talking about what sets Camp Courageous apart from all the rest.
We think this is the number one camp in the nation for folks with disabilities. It's great.
Camp Courageous has been so good. It is the number one camp in the nation for being a service to all the people with special needs, and we thank you very much for doing that.
And you read the records. Some camps don't bother to read records.
That is so very important along to read the records.
Absolutely.
And Amy has been coming to camp for how long?
22 years, we think.
Been to other camps in different states?
She's been to five different states, as far as New York, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And they're fine camps, but they're no way as good as your camp is. Camp Courageous has led the way of being very concerned about its clients. We appreciate that very much, and thank you.
A big thank you to all those folks that came out last Sunday for the camp's open house and waffle breakfast. Had a tremendous turnout, and it was a perfect day. Camp Courageous volunteers will be down at the Oktoberfest in Amana at their central location, helping them with a variety of volunteer projects. A big thank you to them, where all the tips come to Camp Courageous. Had a nice visit with Jeff Collins from the Donut Land in Cedar Rapids, and they are once again doing a roundup for Camp Courageous during the whole month of October, so a big thank you to them. Next Friday night here in Monticello at the Market at the Tap, they'll be presenting Joel Marie, who is Fox Network I Can See Your Voice singer. He'll be here once again next Friday night, the 11th, beginning at 9 o'clock. There's a Harry Potter trivia and benefit concert for Camp Courageous. Then the very next day, Saturday, is the Tyson's Hot Dog Day. They'll be serving hot dogs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Monticello Tyson store, with the proceeds going to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to them. There's a lot of people asking about when is Cookies Barbecue Sauce going to be back in Monticello. And he will be in the Monticello Fairway parking lot on October 16th, 17th, and 18th, and go to Camp Courageous website for more information on that. A big thank you to the Iowa State Association of Assessors and their president, Larry Andreessen, for having this year's convention benefit Camp Courageous. Today we're having a little reception for our volunteers at the Manchester Garage Sale, a wonderful group of people. Once again, they are camp's biggest fundraiser. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 to noon at 1121 East Main Street in the great city of Manchester, Iowa. Camp Courageous is looking for some exceptional staff right now. If you know of anybody that might be interested in being a counselor here at Camp Courageous, we have some year-round positions available for that. We're also looking for an assistant aquatics director. We have a beautiful pool, six lanes, plus a therapeutic pool, and we're looking for an assistant aquatics director here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous' need of the week is baby wipes. Camp goes through an awful lot of baby wipes, and we appreciate all those people that can purchase us those for the camp. We've lost a couple of dear friends. Both happen to be from Davenport, Iowa. Evelyn Worthman passed away. Our sympathy goes out to Evelyn's family and friends. And also our dear friend Christy Risley passed away. She was 72 years old. Our sympathy goes out to her husband, Russ. She's been very active with the camp. I remember her and Russ going to Branson with Leo Grieco and a couple of busloads of folks. They had been married 33 years, and our sympathy goes out to Russ and family and friends. We hope you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Come join us up in Hopkinton on Sunday for the drawing for the 1957 Chevy. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.